Application of the word to a modern use would extend outside the chapters of my own chronicles, but the name was soon taken up elsewhere as a local designation. The first to do so was the now defunct Examiner, which, in the impression bearing date July 15th, 1876, entitled one of its articles, The Wessex Labourer, the article turning out to be no dissertation on farming during the Heptarchy, but on the modern peasant of the southwest counties and his presentation in these stories. Since then, the appellation, which I had thought to reserve to the horizons and landscapes of a merely realistic dream country, has become more and more popular as a practical definition, and the dream country has, by degrees, solidified into a utilitarian region which people can go back to, take a house in, and write to the papers from. But I ask all good and gentle readers to be so kind as to forget this, and to refuse steadfastly to believe that there are any inhabitants of a Victorian Wessex outside the pages of this and the companion volumes in which they were first discovered. Moreover, the village called Weatherbury, wherein the scenes of the present story of the series are for the most part laid, would perhaps be hardly discernible.